Welcome back, everyone. Blue Demon Wrestling on the air tonight on your only leader in Southern Iowa in sports and the only home you'll find for the Super Bowl right here at KIIC. And if you're listening out there and you have relatives living outside the broadcast area, they can join us at www.kiicradio.com. And Joe Sinclair joining me. Joe, we're amongst celebrities here tonight.
We have got the stars here. Hey, before we go to the stars of the 85 team, update you on the – there's a light Moravia team, undermanned a little bit, and going through the varsity matches here. Forfeit for Matt White at 135, and his brother Caleb is winning at the 140-pound match 6-4. And now we'll go to the stars, a couple stars from that 1985 championship team. Larry Kendall, how are you doing, Larry?
I'm doing excellent. I appreciate you asking.
It's good to have you up here. Are you enjoying our only home meet of the year here?
That's sad, but yeah, it's awesome. At least we get to watch one.
Larry, when you look back at that 1985 team, you know the number of guys you had on that club, and I keep going back to this because that's so important, is the numbers in the wrestling program, which has really been the struggle for our program. It really made a difference for you guys, not only in terms of getting bodies on the mat during the meets, but in the wrestling room at practicing to get better.
You know, it did. We just flat didn't forfeit a match. And on a lot of weight classes, we were stacked up five deep. We had wrestle-offs, you know, every week. And we just didn't lose 6 points automatically like these teams do now. And always put somebody on there.
Yeah, guys like the one sitting next to you, Todd Folkers, there to really work on and make it better. Because the competition was iron on iron, you know, really sharpened each of you up. Todd, you know, when you look back at that team, you had some characters on that squad as well. You know, not the guys that were great wrestlers, but they brought a lot of character to the mat as well.
Yeah, we had some guys that were meaner than others. I mean, Dan, you know, I carry about 4 or 5 scars on the inside of my mouth from his flying cross faces all the time. And
would that,
you
know, be Dan Sennett?
Yeah, Dan Sennett. And, you know, you said stars. I was more of a practice dummy for, well, Joe Sinclair was there when I first got there. And Larry, you know, and Dan and Ken Ross, I pretty much was wiped out by the end of the practice. But we had 40 guys on our team, so we were deep, like Larry said, and never had to lose points to forfeit unless we had – I don't think we ever had one.
It was competitive at every weight. Coach had a board with nails in it, and he'd hang the name below the varsity wrestler, and it was the goal of everybody to be at the top of that little brick.
You know, it was, and we would have intense wrestle-offs weekly sometimes, and you could always challenge if you wanted to. It was awesome, and we had plenty of people to wrestle with. We didn't have to search for a big guy or a little guy to wrestle. I think I had 6 guys in my weight class that I could wrestle every practice.
We never had to wrestle up or down, really, either. We set our goal for what our weight class would be, and we were deep enough that we didn't have to go up or try to get down.
We're talking with Todd Folkers and Larry Kendall, two members of that outstanding 1985 team. Guys, when you look back and you compare the past to where we are today, what are those things that stand out as maybe that's different in the sport?
You know, one of the things I see is I think I wrestled 2 matches as a 4th grader and 2 as a 5th grader, and I think one of them was to Todd. I think he beat me. And
the only time.
Maybe he didn't, but he should have. But we came into high school maybe wrestling literally 10 matches, maybe 15. And what I see now is kids from the age of kindergarten up, if you're not starting and you're not going, you get behind. And I think it makes it very difficult for an athlete to come out as a high schooler and wrestle. Because if he comes out, no matter how strong or how quick, he's going to get pounded by the kid that's been wrestling since kindergarten.
Yeah, I think I wrestled maybe 115, 120 matches total. And I know my nephew Dalton wrestled that before he even got to high school. I mean, the experience and knowledge that they bring in as a freshman is far better than what we had.
I don't think there's any question that the quality at the top end of the wrestlers in Iowa high school is exceeded by the depth of the quality that we had back then. I mean, there's just, at the top, they're a lot better now than they were back then. But we had a lot more numbers back then.
Yeah, I would agree. I would say the top, I don't know, 5% or 10% would have thumped us. And then I think we had a whole bunch of guys in the middle because we had so many that you see now where they're given forfeits and, you know, they don't have good wrestlers to fill the weight. But it certainly changed on the top end because we just flat didn't have guys that had wrestled 100 times before they got into high school.
When you look at Coach Winger and Tim Folkerts, both on that team, matter of fact, They're a part of all three conference titles. What were they like? Was there indicators that these guys were going to be the kind of leaders that would come back and become wrestling coaches would take us to another conference title?
No. I didn't see anything.
I would agree. You know, if we look back what we were going to do when we were 18 to what we're doing today, it's different. You know, I live in Sheraton, and which is one of our biggest rivalries when we grew up, Sheraton, Centerville, the Old South Central Conference. If somebody would have told me I would have ended up in Sheraton, it would have been no way. There would have been a fight, probably. But, you know, I love where we're at today. You know, the communities are the same. The faces are the same. The names are different. You know, small town, I'm just a Charger now instead of a Blue Demon.
Well, that's a sad admission there, Todd. Hey, while we were having our great visit with Todd and Larry, and that we're going to continue, this undermatched Moravia team giving up some forfeits here at 152 and 160 and 171. We'll count the score up for you. The contested match was Caleb White.
There you go, Joe.
And Caleb White, he won the contested match at the 140-pound weight class. And we're just counting up points for the Albia Blue Demons here as we wind through some forfeits. We're going to have a contested match at 215. It'll be Andrew Dawson taking the mat.
You know, these two are trying to pull the escape on us and get a point here, or do the reversal, take the mics from us and actually show what someone that knows something sounds like.
I'm going to take my headset off and turn the mic back around and make sure that these guys do not escape. Hey, maybe we ought to have these two guys take turns calling this match for us.
All right with me. Hey, you got to take a roll? Todd Fulkers, take the mic.
You have to understand that I'm in the basketball world now. I don't see much of this. Who do we got out there?
Andrew Dawson.
He's on his feet. Am I the only color here, Larry? You're going to help me out here.
I only knew one move, and they haven't did it yet.
So yeah, it was the cradle, and it was tough to get out of. Guaranteed. Looks like we got a takedown for the other team.
You're making it look easy.
Yeah. Help me out here, Larry. He's working a bar arm.
I tell you what, when you get to these big guys, there's a lot of time they spend
waiting
for their next move.
He's got the bar arm, working from behind, working in a half, might roll him.
Got 50 seconds left in the first period.
Is this Moravia? Moravia wrestler just rolled him and rolled too far. Gave a reversal to Albia on the edge of the mat.
Andrew Dawson,
2-2 tie.
You know, Larry, have you been following the wrestling team throughout this year?
You know, we have. We haven't been able to go to any away meets, and that kind of goes back to that. I'm glad they're here. But watch them all in the paper every week, and it's just incredible how good some of these young kids are doing. And of course, there's some solid seniors on the team as well.
Well, you know, I think was that your junior year, the 1985 year?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You had great leaders in that class. What does a leader mean to a team, to a wrestling team that's trying to compete for like a conference title or to set you up? And you went to the state meet as well as an individual.
Yeah. There's a couple different ways. You can be a vocal leader, or you can just be one of those guys that goes out there and works really hard. We had both, and we had some just flat, mean, and Dan Sennett was the meanest. There's no doubt about that, and he led by just sheer intimidation.
Dan Sennett. Now, you look at Danny, and I still don't think he weighs over 100 pounds.
You know, he could still weigh in, there's no doubt, and that, I don't think I'm going to, but he...
I'm not going to weigh in. No way.
Who was that one? You know, you talked about Dan Sennett being the intensity. Who was another guy that was just absolutely the person you didn't want to wrestle in the wrestling room?
For me?
For either one?
I tell you what, I was right there in the middle at 132, and I got to wrestle all the way. I think Dan was at 105 that year. So I wrestled from 105 up to Ken Ross. And, you know, Mr. Mason was no fun wrestling. The coach was no fun. But Dan was by far... the one that would tear my mouth up with the flying crossface. Larry, I tried everything under the sun to get out of a cradle, and I think I did once, and that might be because I bit him. And Ken would just pummel me. Ken Ross, he was tough at 145. Dave Winger, if I got on my feet, he always wanted to throw me. I mean, it was just, we worked hard. We were tired, grumpy. Cutting weight was no fun. We had different weight rules back then. We didn't get measured for body fat. And if you remember, we all wore plastic or rubber suits to make weight. You know, chewed gum, spit out every bit of drop of saliva we had to make weight. It just, Larry and I were talking on whether we really had fun or not. You look back at it now, there was a little fun, but it was painful.
I had fun. Cutting weight was miserable, though, and he's right. It was a different game, and Joe was involved in it, and I think he showed us how to do it. But it was just not fun, and we wore rubber suits at every practice. And
really the best part about high school wrestling, though, that I can remember was the family atmosphere at all the meets. You know, you'd have – this is before digital cameras – a parent, Judy Van Pollen, every meet, she would take a couple snapshots of everybody that wrestled, and then very next week you knew that you were going to have those snapshots in your bag, taking them home with you, put them on your dresser, just like it is today. It's a wonderful family of wrestling.
Well, guys, one person that's not here tonight that has meant so much to the entire wrestling program, that is Coach Morden. And Chief kind of helped you become a man.
Yeah, he did. Back in those days, there wasn't a hands-off policy, and if you were messing up in practice, you knew it. The Vulcan grip was attached to your nerve and your neck, and you were down on your knees looking up, wondering how long it was going to last.
And that's not a joke. I think to this day I'm partially paralyzed because of that. He was so tough. And he never stepped foot on the mat where he wasn't yelling. And he never bent down at us except for to grab that super grip. And it was quite a coach. And it was.
It sounded tough, but we didn't ever get anything we didn't deserve, did we, Joe?
I had exactly what I deserved every time.
Yes.
Welcome back, everyone. We're high above the mats here at Albia High School as Blue Demon Wrestling rolls along on this historic night, a night we look back and celebrate some great moments, the 1985 team being honored and recognized here today 25 years ago, the last time the Blue Demons were able to get a conference victory before this season, and how poetic it is that both Coach Winger and Coach Tim Folkerts are a part of this this 2011 team. Matter of fact, they're a part of all three conference titles. And joining me now is a couple of their former teammates and a brother, Bob Sinclair and Troy Folkerts. Join me as we get ready to announce the seniors on this team. But guys, we talked a little bit with Larry Kendall and with your brother Todd about that team. But there was a lot of kids out, which made it really good competition for you guys in the wrestling room to prepare yourself for the meets.
Yeah, I think we had something like 65 kids out back then, and yeah, you were 3, 4, 5 deep at most weights, and you had to work hard just to even make JV at that time. And I don't know how many times you got beat up more in practice than you ever did in a meet. Just trying to earn a position on the varsity.
Yeah, definitely. The wrestle backs were one of the most exciting times of the weekly practice. You didn't know when you were going to get tapped on the shoulder, whether you're second string JV, JV, or varsity, of somebody wanting to move into your spot.
Well, guys, I think that's the thing I've come to appreciate about this sport is that you earn what you get. You earn what you get, and I think Coach Morden and Coach Mason, they demanded everything out of you.
Yeah, that's the one thing I do love about wrestling is the best man wrestles every week, and there's very little politics involved, and you have to earn your spot. And if you can't go, there's 3, 4 other people waiting in the wings to take your position away from you.
Yeah, the coaches definitely demanded you to work very, very hard in practice. We'd come in early and run, stay after and run, and they wanted us in tip-top shape. They did a wonderful job pushing us.
Well, who was the wrestler, Bob, in your mind that stood out that was the least fun to wrestle in the wrestling room?
Kenny Ross. He used to beat on me quite a bit. He just tough as nails.
How about you, Troy?
Probably Danny Sennett. He's calmed down a lot in his old age, I think, but that was probably the most ruthless kid I've ever seen in a wrestling room.
Yes, Danny was pretty awesome, too. I was just quite a bit heavier than him, so I didn't have to wrestle him as often, which was probably lucky for me.
You didn't have to wrestle him very much.
Definitely.
Well, who would you not want to wrestle out of the guys that showed up today?
I don't know. Everybody's looking like we're all 26 years older. I'll just say that.
What was it like to be a part of a South Central Conference team, Bob? What did that mean to you? And I think that would have been your sophomore year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that was my sophomore year, and just breaking into the varsity lineup, and just the camaraderie of the team, being a part of that organization. It was just they demanded excellence. They wanted us to give us the best the entire time we were there. It was just fun to be a part of such a wonderful group of guys.
I tell you what, it was truly like a family. I was a freshman at the time and had two older brothers that were seniors, but that whole senior class, they were real big motivators. I was talking to them down there in the corner, a couple of them, and they're like, well, we didn't really think we had anybody that was a leader on the team. I know Bob will contest that whole senior class, they pushed everybody. I mean, it wasn't just one person. And it was like a family. If one of us went down, you know, they all went down with you, you know. And it was impressive to be a part of that. And as I said, being a freshman.
Well, they're now announcing the seniors. Bob, what's your you know, when you looked at that conference back then, who was the team that was the rival at that time?
It would have to be Centerville. They had just a wonderful team. They were always wrestled hard. They would get up for us. And I just always remember how tough Centerville wrestled.
Yeah, Centerville was, I mean, back then there was two or three different teams that were fairly tough, but Centerville brought it every time and for several years, and they turned out several state champions at that time. And we were lucky to be solid at every weight to come out on top of them for 2 years in a row.
Well, one of the things that I've enjoyed now becoming a part of the wrestling family is that the different places you get to wrestle and the environments, and it can be really intense in some environments. What was that place outside of our own high school gym that Bob that stood out that maybe one of your favorite places to wrestle in, or most memorable places to wrestle in?
I tell you, I always like to go to Twin Cedars. Up there in Bussey, because I used to have the most success winning up there, and there's always a great group of folks from La Villa who come up and watch us wrestle there.
How about you, Troy?
I know it's hard to say, really. I mean, we did wrestle in a lot of good places, but I'll tell you what, the old BGM out here with all the lights dimmed and the big spotlight in the center and the balcony and everything full of people, I said it was just tough to beat that.
Was that motivational or intimidating, Bob, when you guys would walk out there and you knew that the rest of the place was dark, it was you in that spotlight?
It was very motivational, because it kind of showed everyone what wrestling was. It's an individual sport. You're out there on your own, under the lights, and it was up to you to win for your team.
Yeah, it was. It's just, it is hard to explain, but, you know, I wish these kids today could experience that again, you know, just being under the spotlight. And, I mean, you know the crowd's going crazy, but you don't hear a thing. It's just you and one other person, and it's just a neat experience.
Well, guys, they've announced these seniors, and I know both of you follow it. Bob, you've got... You've got a nephew on the team, and Troy, you the same way. Talk about these seniors. What are those things that stand out when you look at this team and these seniors, Bob? What are those things that stand out about these guys?
They very hard charging. You can tell by the just by their bodies that they're in shape. They've hit the weights very hard, and they're just motivated to win. The leadership that we saw in talking with the team with Coach Winger before this last match was just wonderful. They're just a team, and the senior leadership is showing through.
How about for you, Troy?
I tell you what, these kids, I've just been impressed with all of them, you know, from seniors down to freshmen. These kids today are so much more technical. I know Joe and Bob will both agree that wrestling has developed so much over the last 25 years that it just blows my mind how technical, you know, high school kids are these days. It's like watching college matches back in the 80s.
Now, I got a question for both of you. We'll start with you, with Troy. The St. Clair boys, right now, on the mat, who would win?
I don't know. I always remember watching Joe, and he was one of those. When I talked about Danny Sennett being one of the most ruthless people, Joe was another one that was like that, too. I had to wrestle Bobby a lot in practice and everything, so he was pretty tough, too. But, hey, you never know. When brothers get out there, anything can happen.
What do you say, Bob, to that question?
Are you talking two-on-one here, like both Joe and I against Troy? Or
who would win, Bob or Joe? I'm ready. Let's take the mats out, and we'll just put you guys down there. We'll get that old spotlight out. Joe, you had a chance to watch your brother wrestle, and I remember watching him his entire career. Man, he was a fierce competitor.
If Bob and I wrestled on the mat out here, I would win, but I'd have to run down to his John Deere store in Centerville and get some grease to apply to all my joints that needed lubrication.
I'm going to ask you the same thing. The three Folkerts boys in the wrestling room, was there enough room in the wrestling room for the rest of you?
I tell you, those guys, they were just phenomenal competitors, all three of the Folkerts. And I'd have to say Troy probably, I think he could have taken all his brothers.
Yeah, what do you think, Troy?
Hey, I was the smallest and the youngest. I got beat on from the time I was four up until I graduated. So I don't think I won many.
Well, guys, how well do you think this team can this team get to the state dual meet?
I think so. Granted, we got a couple of holes in our lineup, but I think if I'm correct, it's based off of sectional points, which I don't think they'll have any problem getting first or second at sectionals.
I think they're going to make it to the dual team playoffs, and I'd look to see them go deep.
And you, Bob, you've been following them. How good is this team?
This team is going to be wonderful. They're going to go all the way.
I like the attitude, and we're going to come back here and set you up for some more wrestling. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to live Blue Demon Wrestling all over the world at www.kiicradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. High above the mats, Albia High School tonight's dual meet and only home dual meet as we celebrate the conference championship of this 2011 wrestling team and look back and celebrate the 1985 team. And joining Joe Sinclair and I right now is Dan Sennett. And Dan, three out of the four wrestlers we had on the air tonight said Dan Sennett was the toughest guy in the wrestling room to wrestle against.
Oh, I don't know about that. We had, I think there was 38 to 40 kids out there. And they were all just as tough as I was.
Well, Dan, everybody knows that you are a legend in Albia wrestling, and your accomplishments on the high school mat can't be taken away from you. But I remember when you were a freshman, I was a senior, and I wasn't part of that last conference champion team, but I was on a couple of conference champion teams, and you were relentless in practice, just as relentless in practice as you were in competition.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate the compliment. Yeah, that's kind of the style of wrestling we had back then. We had so much competition, like I said, and just in the wrestling room itself, that you had to step it up just to, you know, make the team. There was great guys on JV that could have very well placed up at the state tournaments, I feel. But
Dan is a four-time state qualifier and a double runner-up. the program that Albia has going right now, from the junior program up through the junior high school and the high school, do you see positive things coming in the direction that we're going?
Yes, absolutely, Joe. A lot of positive things are going to happen here in the next. Right now, you know, it's already positive. You know, us winning the conference for the second time in 7 years, something like that. But the positive things I see is the new wrestling room that's going up right now. That's a great thing, great thing. And the athletic director, Keith Little, and also the superintendent, Kevin Crawl. Those guys, we've got the upper management doing all the right things. I don't think we had that for about 10, 15 years, and now we do. And you can't go bad when you got people in the right spots. And right now, Albia's got everything going their way right now.
We talk about having people in the right spot. Coach Morden and Coach Mason, I'll tell you what, as a guy that played basketball, there was no way I was going to go in that wrestling room because those guys were so intense. You know, I could see that if you walked in a room, you were going to sweat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chief and Coach Mason, they were screamers. They were screamers. They kept things going all right, yeah. I'll never forget those good memories we've had there. Absolutely.
When you look at this program now, and you look at this team, they're aggressive wrestlers, and they're in great shape, and that's something that I think's really been a difference in these important meets, particularly that last one last week against Davis County.
Yes, you're right. These boys have to stay in top shape, and to keep things rolling. The only thing I see Albia's wrestling is missing right now is just better competition. I know a lot of these other schools, they go to some dual meets that they're tough meets. They're tough meets. And I think we start getting some of these tougher meets for Albia wrestling. We're going to have a few more losses, but in the long run, it helps Albia wrestling.
Dan, I couldn't agree with you more on that point. We always like to say that wrestling will teach a kid more about himself than anything that his parents or a coach could, because it's all coming from within him, out of him, onto the mat in competition. And parents, if you're out there listening right now, give your son a shot at wrestling. Just give that boy a shot at wrestling, and it doesn't matter what age he wants to start. If it's a sophomore year, a junior year, or down there in the peewees, it is a great thing that the lad will learn about himself.
Absolutely, Joe. Absolutely. I remember back when I was in grade school, Joe's older brother, Jim Sinclair, he went out for wrestling. I believe it was his junior year. Might have been later part of his sophomore year. But for a guy having no experience, he went on to have winning records, and he was just a step away from, you know, going to state. And that just shows, you know, the willpower and the courage, you know, that it takes. It's just kind of in a way, it just gives you know who you are in a sense.
Talking with the legendary Dan Sinnott, and he's a legend in the wrestling room at Albia High School, and he certainly was amongst his peers, because they have, every one of them said Dan was the guy they didn't want to wrestle against. But Dan, who was the one guy in the wrestling room that you didn't want to wrestle against?
That would have to be Larry Kendall. I won a lot of matches back in high school, but for some reason I could never beat Larry Kendall. So I'm thankful that he wasn't at my weight. Yes, I'd have to run from that guy.
Well, you'll be proud to know, Dan, that he named you as the toughest one in the room as well.
Not surprised. Dan Sinnott, when you guys have a chance to talk to this team before tonight?
Yeah, just a little bit back there. We all kind of got together and had a few good laughs, you know. Brings back a lot of good memories. It does. But
what's those things you'd be telling those guys that now we're looking to get themselves to qualify for state?
There's really not a lot you can tell them this point in the game, except for stay positive. Stay positive. You know, they've got to have it. They got to have it by now. You know, it's too late to, you know, get into shape. You know, there's only 2 weeks left, you know, for six sectionals to start up. So it's do or die, you know, right at this point in the game.
Joe, sitting next to this guy, you know, I remember watching wrestle, man. He was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh, he is definitely an Albia wrestling legend, and it's wonderful that a guy like Dan is still in the community. A lot of a lot of the guys, you know, have left, gone to careers, other places. I'm so glad, like you, Jason and Dan, to be here in our own home community and rooting on the next generation.
Dan, thanks so much for stopping by, and we'll look forward to getting you back up on the broadcast booth. I have a strong feeling we're going to be doing a lot of big matches on the airways here throughout the as we go into state competition.
Absolutely, Jason and Joe. Thanks a lot for having me up there. And go Albia Blue Demons.
Thanks, Dan.
One of the legends visiting with us, Dan Sinnott. We're going to come back here and set up our final duel of the night. Albia took the first one and the big one, Mediapolis. Albia taking down Mediapolis 39-30. It was the Blue Demons defeating Moravia 51-12. And when we come back, we're going to set up our duel against Wayne. And I'm looking forward to that one, Joe.
It'll be a Blue Demon victory. That's my prediction.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Wrestling.